好，各位弟兄姐妹以及朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, and friends, peace.
今天是圣诞夜哈，然后中文还有个叫法叫平安夜。
Today is Christmas Eve, also known in Chinese as Night of Peace.
对，然后不知道大家有没有注意到过，就是好像只有基督徒在彼此打招呼、见面打招呼的时候会说平安或者祝你平安。
I don't know if you've ever noticed that only Christians greet each other by saying peace.
你很少遇到一般的人，或者你平时见面你的同事或者你的朋友见面跟你打招呼说平安。
You rarely find other people greeting each other saying peace.
绝大部分是说你好吗？最近怎么样？吃了没？
Most use hello, how are you, and have you eaten?
所以今天我们就想在平安夜这个时候，我们聊一聊基督教，还有基督信仰，还有平安的关系。
So tonight we're going to talk about Christianity and the beliefs and also Jesus.
所以在开始之前，我们先来做个简短的祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，今天在这个纪念主耶稣基督诞生的日子里，我们来到你面前，向你献上我们的敬拜和赞美，因为你配得这样的敬拜，你也配得这样的赞美。因着你爱我们，你将你的独生爱子赐下来给我们，也因着他们，我们这些瞎眼的可以得看见，瘸腿的可以行走，我们被罪所捆绑的这些人可以因着他而被释放。主，我们就感谢你，我们也因此求你，你的灵就与我们同在，你的旨意就向我们彰显，你的荣耀在这里向我们显明出来。因为你说若非是因着你，我们没有人可以独自来到你的面前。主，我们就感谢你，因为我们知道你乐意向我们彰显你自己，让我们能够看见你，让我们可以明白你。这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。好，那我其实现在对平安这个词很习惯。
I've now become very accustomed to the word peace.
但是其实在我信主之前并不是这个样子。
But before I became a Christian, it wasn't like this.
如果那个时候，如果有一个人跑过来跟人说愿你平安，我可能会觉得他脑筋有问题。
If someone came to me then and greeted me by saying, peace be with you, I would probably think that there is something wrong with this person.
我还记得非常清楚，那时候是在大学里，我还没有信主的时候。
I still clearly remember a time in college when I was not yet a Christian.
有一次我的一位朋友，他是一位基督徒，他跟我分享说。
A Christian friend shared with me.
他说你看这个世界万物，对啊，这鸟啊，这花啊，多么美好，多么有神的爱，多么有平安。
Look at all of God's creations, the birds, the flowers of the world. There's so much love from God, so much peace.
我当时第一反应就是，你没事吧？
My first reaction at that time was, are you okay?
因为当时我出于礼貌，我当然并没有讲出来哈。
Out of courtesy, I didn't say anything.
不过在我当时的眼睛里面，这个世界或者这周遭的一切，这万物并没有告诉我平安。
But what I saw then was that all the things on earth did not tell me that there was peace in this world.
这所有周围的一切都在告诉我说这个世界非常的不公平。
They all told me that this world wasn't fair.
所有东西在告诉我说这个世界就是弱肉强食。
It told me that this world was based on survival of the fittest.
然后周围的所有的东西都告诉我说你越老越没人要。
They told me that the older you get, the less you're wanted.
这个世界在跟我说这个世界没有上帝。
They told me that there was no God in this world.
如果有上帝的话好像也跟我没什么关系。
Even if there was, it had nothing to do with me.
所以叫圣诞节大家都觉得很习惯或者当做一个庆祝没有什么关系。
So no one has a problem with the term Christmas Eve.
但是如果讲到平安夜很多人就会觉得有点怪怪的。
The night of peace feels strange to a lot of people.
因为平安对于我们来说实在是非常非常陌生的一个词。
Because the term peace is too foreign a concept.
我举个例子哈，今天很高兴能过来跟大家一起有这个机会分享信息。
So let me give an example.
但是当我听到说我旁边站的是一位又高又帅的 Daniel 做翻译的时候，我心里就开始不平安了。
I feel a little lack of peace.From the person standing beside me.
对，然后你看现在我们的Daniel 弟兄他也不平安了，因为我没有按照我的讲稿在念。
Because he didn't really follow the script, so there's a lack of peace here too.
不过玩笑归玩笑啊，这个世界确实很少有平安。你想，你是如果是学生的话，你可能为了学业不平安，而且这个平安你会发现说是越到考试的时候越不平安哈。
Students will worry about school, becoming more anxious the closer they are to taking an exam.
那如果你现在可能接近毕业了，或者是最后一年要提到这个找工作的这个问题，可能就是越找不到你越不平安，是不是？
Those that are graduating will worry about finding a job, becoming more anxious the longer it takes.
然后你好不容易找到了一个，好像你还是有不平安，因为你想到去找个更好的。
Even if you find a job, you still feel a lack of peace in trying to find a better one.
如果你现在是一个工作人，你应该很能体会说，你每天上班都提心吊胆，看老板的眼色。
Those that are working worry every day about their boss's mood.
一有点风吹草动，一有点周围有些变化，你就紧张的不行。
Becoming all nervous when there is a slight change or disturbance.
结婚的，成家的，一点点小事就会发现说夫妻就涨红了脸开始吵架。
Those that are married, some trivial things might cause the couple to get into major arguments.
然后以至于说最终可能要闹到离婚。
Sometimes to the point of wanting a divorce.
很多人说那生小孩总归是很好的一件事吧？你看那个小孩那么可爱，那么好玩，对不对？
You might say that children having a child is ultimately a very good and peaceful thing.
那作为一个有两个小孩的父亲，我实话跟你讲哈，这个小孩所带来的不平安，跟前面所有东西加起来比，这前面所有的东西跟这个比起来都是小巫见大巫。
But let me tell you, as a father of two, even adding together all the worries I mentioned above, like it still pales in comparison to children.
就举个很小的例子，那不是我自己哈。然后有些小孩他如果有一天没拉屎，都能让父母着急的不行。
Not even talking about anything else, just the mere fact that a child hasn't gone to the bathroom all day is enough to give his parents extreme anxiety.
所以有父母的人可能可以理解，那没有小孩的人，你就可以想象一下，如果这样一件事情都是这样的话，那一个小孩他一生能给父母带来多少的这个快乐的反义词哈。
Those that don't have children can still easily imagine how much stress a child brings to his parents as he grows up.
那我们今天其实有很多小孩子跟我们在一起。
There are a lot of children with us today.
当然就说这个诗班不要生我的气哈，但是我觉得刚才我们唱了很多的歌，里面唱的最好听的就是那些小朋友。
I think the people that sing the best were the children today.
对，然后我们总觉得小孩是无忧无虑哈，反正就是这个没有什么烦恼，过得很开心。
We adults often think that children don't have any worries or cares.
但其实他们过得也很辛苦。
But actually they go through a lot of struggles too.
我就看我自己的，我有一个五岁的女儿，然后有一个两岁的儿子，他们其实有很多的烦恼每天。
My 5-year-old daughter and 2-year-old son also have a lot of struggles.
打个比方，比如说这个，为什么爸妈听不懂我的意思，对不对？我明明告诉他我想要什么，但是我们就是听不懂。
Such as how come mom and dad can't understand what I'm saying? Why don't they give me what I want?
或者明明他已经翻译了，或者我明明想要一个，为什么不给我哈？那没有小孩子的，其实你就想想你小时候，你是不是会经常想，我要是长大，快点长大就好了。
For those that don't have children, think back to when you were little. Didn't you often think that if only I was all grown up?
所以有没有过？
Didn't you?
肯定有过，是不是？然后那时候觉得说，哎呀，小时候那么多烦恼，只要长大了好像都能解决。
At that time, it felt that all your worries would be solved when you were all grown up.
然后我们现在长大了，又想变回小孩子，又去羡慕小孩子的生活。
Now that you've all grown up, you look back envying little children.
各位弟兄姐妹还有朋友，其实这个世界真的是太缺少平安了。
Brothers and sisters, this world truly lacks peace.
我们人实在是太容易不平安了。
We really are too easily distressed.
但是有一件更悲催的一件事情，就是我们又很想要平安。
What's worse is that we really want peace.
然后我们每天都在通过各种不同不样的方式来换取平安。
Every day we try to obtain peace through different methods.
锻炼身体的是为了有平安说，哎，我不会生病。
Those that work out try to obtain peace by saying that I don't get sick.
拼命赚钱的是为了说，哎，我这样可以确保我的家人或者我自己有一个舒适的生活，这样我可以有平安。
Those that work hard to earn money try to attain peace by saying that me or my family has financial security.
现在国内结婚有很多时候在很多地方哈，他们这个父辈母辈都会要求说你一定要有一个房子才可以结婚。
Nowadays, young people want to get married, but the older generation often tell them to first get a house.
所以有哪一个法律规定说结婚一定要房子的？
Is there any law that says you have to get a house before getting married?
你没有房子不结婚会死吗？
Will you die if you get married without a house?
没房子的婚姻就离婚率高吗？
Does the divorce rate increase if you don't have a house?
当然我们知道这个答案都不是。
But we know that the answer is no.
其实无非这个父母辈他们要求说你一定要有个房子，无非是觉得说好像有一些物质的保障，好像给予一点这样的安全感，给予这样一个平安的感觉。
It's because they feel a need for some tangible object to provide a little extra sense of security.
那有些人会说这样虽然是惨是惨一点，辛苦是辛苦一点那如果这些都能换来平安也不错啊。
Some people might say, doing all this, even though it might be tough, in the end, if I can get peace, then it's okay.
那我现在要告诉你一个更惨绝人寰的消息。
I'm going to tell you some really bad news.
但其实你们肯定也非常清楚，就是。
Actually, you already know this.
那就是这些东西其实都换不来真正的平安。
It's that all these things cannot bring you peace.
因为这个世界好像就没有什么东西可以是真正靠得住的。
Because there is nothing in this world that you can truly rely on.
金钱和权力应该算的是最可靠的东西吧，在这个世界上。
Money and power are probably the most reliable.
但这些就能换来真正的平安吗？
But can these things bring you true peace?
其实过去无数的例子已经证明他们并不能。
History gives us endless examples proving that they cannot.
不管你是皇帝也好，你是公司总裁也罢，那外在的生活再滋润再光鲜，其实都换不来内心的平安。
No matter if you're an emperor, CEO of a company, or how comfortable or glamorous your life is on the outside, this all cannot be exchanged for inner peace.
其实很多时候我们看到或者体验到的反而是恰恰相反啊，就是职位越高生活越好，反而你担心的东西会变得越来越多。
A lot of times what we see in experience is that the higher the position, the better the life, the more things you have to worry about.
讲到这边可能有些人会就说我今天过来本来心情挺好的。
Up to this point, some people might say, I already came here in a pretty good mood.
因为到年底了，然后又是假期，
Because it's the end of the year and it's the holidays.
然后被你一说又搞得很郁闷。
But after what you said, I feel all depressed now.
对，你看你又不平安了吧。
See, you're lacking peace again.
那当然我们这边是我讲了一通让大家觉得很郁闷哈，但是我还是要告诉大家一个好消息，因为我们还是有希望的。
I have good news to you because there's still hope.
我们之前也提到了基督徒喜欢用平安来打招呼。
As I mentioned before, Christians like to use the phrase peace to greet each other.
然后今晚也称为平安夜。
We also call tonight Night of Peace in Chinese.
然后我们也都知道说今晚是圣诞夜哈，是为了纪念耶稣基督降生而设立的。
Everyone knows that the purpose of Christmas is to remember Jesus' birth.
那耶稣出生和平安到底有什么样的关系呢？
So what does Jesus' birth have to do with peace?
那在讲耶稣之前呢，我想先跟大家聊一聊另外一个圣经里的人物，他就是大卫。
Before talking about Jesus, I want to talk with everyone about another character in the Bible, David.
这边的信息拆自于 Wikipedia 哈，然后你们应该都可以找到的。
This is from Wikipedia.
不管你是不是读过圣经或者了解基督教，你应该都听说过大卫这个人。
No matter if you know anything about Bible or Christianity, you probably know a little about David.
对，他是以色列历史上一个著名的君王。
He's a famous king in Israel's history.
然后你如果有机会去到意大利佛罗伦萨，那米开朗基罗的著名的大卫雕像的原型就是他。
If you ever get to go to Italy, he's also the subject of Michelangelo's favorite famous sculpture, David.
那圣经里面其实对于大卫的描述就更加的详细一点。
The Bible provides further descriptions about David.
他可以说是年少成名吧。
He became famous at a young age.
很小的时候都把那个非利士的巨人哥利亚打败了，就是大家可能听说过的那个大卫战胜巨人的故事。
When he was young, he defeated the Philistine Goliath. This is the famous David and Goliath story.
一般如果我们读这个世界上的故事，那就是说这个小孩他是很厉害哈，然后春风得意，然后一辈子就非常非常的顺利。
Oh, we hear that he's really, really successful in what he does.
但是大家可能不知道的是，其实大卫一生经历了非常非常多的磨难。
But what not everyone knows is that David experienced many hardships in his life.
甚至包括被自己的儿子追杀和迫害。
This included being betrayed and threatened by his own son.
其实就在刚刚战胜这个巨人哥利亚之后，他也不是特别太平的。
Even after he had just defeated Goliath, David was not at peace.
他在战胜了巨人哥利亚之后，他就去服侍当时的以色列的君王叫扫罗。
He served Saul, who was king of Israel at that time.
那扫罗因为嫉妒他的原因，就想要杀大卫。
Saul was jealous of David and wanted to kill him.
在大卫弹琴给扫罗听的时候，扫罗有两次想用枪刺死他。
Twice he tried to kill David with a spear while David was playing the harp.
这个很恐怖啊！各位，你想象一下，如果有一天晚上你睡在自己的床上，然后你的另一半或者你的室友想要杀你。
Everyone, this is really scary. If one day while you were sleeping, your spouse or your roommate tried to kill you.
我相信这个你要是要么就是啊、要啊、最起码不是离婚吧，你最起码要去跟他分房睡，对不对？要带他去看精神医生，然后你总归会采取一些措施吧，你会觉得很担心，对不对？
I think that either you would probably ask for a divorce or maybe ask your spouse to see a psychiatrist or at the very least sleep in a different room.
而扫罗不是一次想杀大卫，是两次。
Saul tried to kill David more than once.
你想想，大卫那时候正在唱耶和华是我的牧者，然后旁边那个边唱还要边提防那个旁边的扫罗要拿枪刺死他啊，这是一个什么样的情景？
Just imagine, David in the middle of singing, The Lord is my shepherd, and while singing, having to worry that Saul might try to spear him.
所以在这样的情况下，大卫就逃跑了，就逃走了。
It's in these situations that David ran away.
所以我们看到这个时候，大卫就从一开始那个天真无邪哈，然后好像很有能力可以战胜巨人，开始变得有那么一点点忧郁了。
David went from an innocent boy that defeated the giant to getting slight depression.
啊，这个情形我们也都有。
We've all experienced this kind of situation.
从一开始出生的天真无邪，到现在越老就变得越这个，越颓废，越有点那么郁闷哈。
From starting out being all innocent to now becoming a little bit depressed.
因为这个世界就是非常恐怖的一个地方。
Because the world is this frightening.
那后来其实大卫就经历越来越多，越来越恐惧的一些事情，因为扫罗就对他越发厉害的这样的一个逼迫和追杀啊。
David became more and more fearful because Saul was becoming more and more menacing.
他逃到哪里呢？哪里的人就不敢接待他，因为这个接待他的话，扫罗就会把那个城的人全都杀掉。
Wherever David escaped to, the people would there be afraid to take him in.
他的好朋友扫罗的儿子王子约拿丹不能帮助他。
His good friend Prince Jonathan was unable to help him.
公主米甲他的妻子也不能帮助他。
The princess Michal was also unable to help David.
他越来越孤单，越来越走投无路，至于最后他逃到了非利士人的地方。我们刚才记得说他有打败过非利士人的巨人，哈，非利士人是他们的敌人，他最后逃到了那边。
He became more and more isolated, ultimately escaping to where the Philistines, the enemy was.
对，所以从当时大卫的角度来说，这是一招险棋，但是这个结果是扫罗确实没有继续追杀他，因为扫罗他当时想啊，圣经里面是这么记载的，也许非利士人会在我之前把你干掉，所以我就不追杀你了。
This was a risky move from Saul, but Saul ended up not pursuing him. He maybe thought to himself, maybe the Philistines will get you before I do, so I won't pursue you anymore.
所以大卫就逃亡到非利士这个地方，然后在那边待了一年零四个月的时间。
So David stayed with the Philistines for a year and 4 months.
那当然这件事情也不太平，因为这个他要害怕担惊，还是要继续担惊受怕，而且每天都要说谎。
His time there also lacked peace because he was afraid and thus lied every day.
我们刚才提了非利士人和这个以色列人是敌人哈，所以非利士人他就要说谎告诉非利士人说我每天都去杀以色列人这样让非利士人相信他已经背叛了他的民族，所以他才可以继续待在那边。
He lied to the Philistines saying that I killed some Israelites today in order to make the Philistines believe that he had betrayed the Israelites.
那这个情形其实并没有好转，反而是变得越来越可怕，就是后来以色列人和非利士人又开战了，在这样的情况下大卫就不能继续说谎了，所以他只有从非利士人那边逃离。
So the Philistines were about to go to war with the Israelites and because David couldn't lie anymore he refused to, he had to leave.
所以当他 所以当他回到营地的时候，他就发现他的太太、小孩，还有所有跟随他的600个壮士的家眷，还有他们的东西，全都被掳走了。
When he returned back to camp, he found that his wives, children, his men, and his families, all their possessions have been captured.
大卫这个时候可能是最最最最孤单的时候。
David was probably at his loneliest.
你想一想，他自己民族的君王扫罗一直在追杀他。
Saul was chasing after him.
非利士人把他赶出去了。
The Philistines had sent him away.
跟他出生入死的这些兄弟想要杀他，因为他们的家眷都被掳走了。
The people that followed him wanted to kill him.
当时大卫是非常焦急的，这焦急可能甚至包括害怕，包括不知所措。
David was greatly distressed, which included fear, maybe uncertainty.
但当时在圣经里面有这样一段记载。
Was written in the Bible.
说大卫甚是焦急，因众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却妙就妙在却这个地方哈，却倚靠耶和华他的神，心里坚固。
David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God.
这边的心理坚固其实就是心里有平安的意思。
The strength mentioned here also means peace.
各位，这就非常神奇了哈。
Everyone, this is quite amazing.
大卫当时苦不苦？
Was David miserable at that time?
非常苦。
Very miserable.
他亲人被掳走了，不仅有很多的敌人，连自己出生入死的这些兄弟，一起出生入死的兄弟都想要杀他。
His family had been captured.And there wasn't just a lot of enemies, even people, his men were now trying to kill him.
他着不着急?
Was he worried?
必须得着急啊。你在这种情况之下你不着急，那你就是精神有问题，对不对?
If you aren't worried under these type of circumstances, then you must be insane.
但是这里圣经却说他的心里有平安。
But here it says that there was peace in his heart.
如果你有机会读圣经，或者你已经读过圣经，你读过大卫的故事，你会看到说，其实在后面很多后来更加险恶的情况之下，大卫也是这个样子，他也会焦急，他也会不知所措，但是他心里有平安。
If you get a chance to read more about David in the Bible, you'll find out that he was like this in other dangerous situations.
所以一个人在如此凶险、如此苦难的环境当中，有可能有平安吗？
So is it possible for a person to have peace in such precarious situations?
圣经是在跟我们说谎吗?
Is the Bible lying to us?
或者还是大卫他就是那么的特别呢?
Or is David that special?
我们再来看看另外一个故事好了，就是记载在路加福音里面对于耶稣降生时候的事情。
Let's look at another story. This is the account of Jesus' birth as recorded in the Gospel of Luke.
我们刚才在读经的时候其实已经读过了这些段，然后很多弟兄姐妹也好，基督徒也好，都对这段经文很熟悉。
So we just read about this, so a lot of people might be very familiar with this verse.
这段记载是这样子的，是在路加福音的第二章。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所病之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着庚子看守羊群，有主的使者站在他的旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to JudeaTo Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
好，这段经文，像我刚才说的，很多人都很熟悉。
So a lot of people are pretty familiar with this.
那我们现在先从这个当时的时代背景里出来，回到我们这个现实世界里面。
Let's move from that time to current time.
前段时间我们有位朋友刚刚生了一位小宝宝。
A while ago, a friend of ours had a baby.
然后我和我的妻子有去看，他们是在UCLA 生的。不对，是在 Cedars Sinai 一个很好的医院生的。然后这个小宝非常可爱，然后待在那个婴儿床里面哈，就是不是那个婴儿床，就是那个刚出生的那个，反正你们知道的。
My wife and I went to visit at Cedars Sinai. The baby was very small and very cute.
那现在我们稍微假设一下哈，然后这个他们没有在 Cedars Sinai 里面生这个小宝宝。
Let's imagine that they didn't have give birth to the baby at Cedar Sinai.
假设哈，在这个宝宝预产期之前，他们因为有些事情要去北加。
Let's imagine that before the baby's due date, they had to drive up to Northern California.
他们开，当然现在不太可能哈，就假设啊，你们就跟着我的逻辑走哈，开到一半没有油了，车子没有油了。
In the middle of the trip, they ran out of gas.
然后而且这个宝宝要出生了。
And the mother suddenly went into labor.
附近没有医院
and there weren't any hospitals nearby.
所有步行范围之内唯一能找到的是一家 motel.
There was only a motel.
然后过去问老板说能不能可以有一个房间，老板说房间全都没有了。
And asking the owner, he said that there wasn't any vacant rooms.
不过有一个储物间。
But there's a storage closet.
反正就是有些地方就有门有这样一个地方，但是没有床。
There's some space, but without a bed.
我们可能酒店有些多余的被子、枕头，我们可以拿给你们。
We have some extra blankets that we can give you.
然后就在这样的环境里面，那个宝宝出生在那个地方。
It was there that the baby was born.
怎么样？是不是一个非常平安的经历
？Do you think this was a very peaceful experience?
是吗
？Is it?
应该不会有人说，男生要说是的话要小心哈。
If you boys say that it is, then you better watch out.
但是耶稣当时出生的情况就是这个样子的。
But it was like this when Jesus was born.
因为犹大和玛利亚他们因为一件特别的事情，因为当时的巡抚要报名上册哈，所有的人都要回到自己的本家那边去，所以他们不得不去到一个很远的地方，不在自己的家乡。
Because Joseph and Mary, they had to report to the census that they had to leave their hometown to go to the city.
我们刚才用的例子，我们最起码还有个车，你是开车去的哈。他们那时候就是骑驴步行。
And we talked about taking the car, but at that time it was they had to take a donkey.
对，然后到了中途的一个地方，前不着村后不着店，举目无亲，然后小孩要出生了。
When they got there, the mother went into labor.
对我们的翻译现在有点问题，因为我现在没有照着稿子在念。对。
Not following the script.
那在这样的情况之下，他们找到了一个地方，而且不是一个客店哈，就是一个马槽。
So they found wasn't a inn, but actually a manger.
对，我们现在看到很多这个马槽里面放一个小 baby， 有稻草在下面，好像觉得很可爱。
So we see these mangers with straws and a little baby on it.
我不知道你们有没有去过这种牲畜、马、牛啊、猪啊待的地方。
Have you ever actually been to where pigs and cows are?
如果没去过的话，可以体验一下。
If you've never been, then you can go visit.
没有任何一点东西是我们现在以我们的标准，或者当时以当事人的标准是舒适的东西在马槽里。
There's nothing there that we would define as comfortable in our standards.
对，你会看到有这个牲畜的气味啊，各种各样的气味，还有不干净的东西在周围。
You'll see different dirty things and different smells.
所以耶稣是在这样的情况之下诞生的。
So Jesus was born in under these situations.
而且我们还没有读到今天晚上读到或者我们刚才有讲到的是，耶稣其实他们出生不久，这个小孩和他的父母，他们就要开始逃难了。
So what we didn't read about was that shortly after Jesus was born, they also had to escape.
因为当时的犹太王希律他非常害怕这位预言里面的救世主。
Because the king of Judea, Herod, was afraid of the Savior.
所以在当时耶稣刚刚出生之后，他就下令把全城两岁以下的婴孩、男婴全都杀死了。
Thus he gave an order to kill all the boys in Bethlehem, who were 2 years old and under.
所以我们再想一想，再把我们自己放到耶稣出生的这个环境里面，这个环境好像跟平安没有一点点的关系。
So in such an environment, this didn't really have anything to do with peace.
在这样的情况里面，耶稣出生了。
It was under these situations that Jesus was born.
但是就是在这样的所有的不平安当中，却有天使说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
It was in the midst of such lack of peace that the angels praised, Glory to the God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.
所以这边圣经里面所说的平安到底是什么？
So what is this about a peace that we've read?
可能细心你可能也发现了，不管你是基督徒也好，还是不是，大卫也好，耶稣出生的这个情况也好，圣经里面这里提到这个平安好像跟这个世界没有什么关系。
So to the observant ones listening, with both David and Jesus' birth, the peace mentioned here seems has to do nothing with the world.
大卫心里的平安，但是当时他所处的处境是非常非常艰难的一个处境。
So with David, the situations he was in was very, very unpeaceful.
耶稣出生的时候，天使赞美说，平安归于他所喜悦的人在地上。但是耶稣出生的环境好像没有一点点平安的这个关系在这个里面。
So it seemed like with Jesus' birth, there wasn't any peace either.
这边的平安好像来自于一个更大的、更高的、高过这个世界的一个源头。
The peace here seems to come from a far greater and better source.
那我们知道这个源头就是那位独一的宇宙的唯一的真神。
And we know that the source is the one and only creator of the universe.
如果你还记得我们刚才提过的话，大卫平安之前说他平安之前说他是因为他心里倚靠神。
So we heard that David was at peace because his heart relied on God.
天使赞美说平安归于他所喜悦的人，在这之前他们说了在至高之处荣耀归于神。
So the angels praised of peace to those on whom God's favor rests.
天使会这样赞美说，是因为知道说这名名叫耶稣的婴孩是为了世人的罪孽来降生到这个世界上的。
They praise this because this infant called Jesus would later come to earth.
因为天使知道说他会为我们的罪钉在十字架上，并且在三日后复活。
Because the angels knew that he would be nailed to a cross for the sins of all people, resurrecting from death 3 days later.
而因为他所做的，我们这些终日被世界所捆绑，追求平安却永远得不到真正平安的人，可以得到真正的平安。
And because of what he did, we who have been destined to remain in the bondage of this world, searching for peace but never attaining it, can now attain the true peace that comes from God.
所以，再回到一开始我提的那位基督徒朋友的他说的那句话。
So back to what I mentioned in the beginning about what my Christian friend said.
其实我的反应没有很正常。
So my reaction wasn't very normal.
因为在我看这个世界的时候，我只看到了这个世界。
Because when I saw this world, I only saw what was in this world.
因为我们没有办法，人没有办法胜过这个世界。我们看这个世界就觉得说，这个世界好残酷，这个世界好残忍，这个世界没有平安。
Because when we see this world, we can't see outside of it, and all we see.Is unfairness, cruelty.
如果你去问一个佛教徒，问他看世界看到了什么
？If you ask a Buddhist what he sees in this world,
他可能会回答说：“我什么都看不到。”
He probably says, "I see nothing."
因为在他们的世界里面一切都是虚无的，一切都是无意义的。
Because everything in their world is empty.
跟超脱的我没有关系。
Having nothing to do with their practice of detachment.
那我的那位基督徒朋友看到了什么不一样的东西？
But what did my Christian friend see?
他应该看到的不只是这个世界。
He probably saw something other than this world.
因为就像我刚才说的，如果你看的只是这个世界，这个世界只有不平安，这个世界只有不公平。
If you only saw this, what was in this world, then all you would see was unfairness and cruelty.
我相信这位我的基督徒朋友，包括我现在我自己看到的是，当我们看这个世界的时候，看到的是在这个世界之上，那爱我们，并且愿意为我们付上他爱独生爱子的那位独一的真神。
What they saw was a God above this world that loves us and was willing to sacrifice for us.
弟兄姐妹们以及朋友们
Brothers and sisters and friends.
耶稣他曾经说过这样一句话
Jesus said,
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives.
你现在有这样的平安吗？
Do you have this kind of peace?
如果你有的话，那恭喜你。
If you do, then I congratulate you.
但是也希望你能把这样的平安分享给更多的你周围的人。
I also hope that you will share this peace to those around you.
因为你尝过这平安的滋味，你知道这平安是好的无比的。
Because you have already experienced this peace and you know that it is good.
如果你没有的话，你想要这样的平安吗？
If you do not, do you want this kind of peace?
这个平安是这个世界上任何东西都夺不走的平安。
This is a peace that nothing in this world can take away.
是在任何情况之下都可以有的平安。
A peace that stays with you under any circumstance.
不是没有苦难的平安。
A peace that is there even in difficult times.
而是在苦难中也会有的平安。
That will also stay with you in these difficult times.
甚至是你自己都没有办法决定强加在你身上的平安。
A peace that you can't even influence yourself.
或者换句直白点的话讲，就是你想不平安都不行。
In other words, if you can't even not want this peace.
如果你想要这样的平安的话，那请来更多更深的认识这位神吧。
If this is the peace that you want, then I invite you to get to know our God more.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，因为你借着你的爱子耶稣说，你留下平安给我们，你将你的平安赐给我们，你所赐的平安不像世人所赐的。我们感谢你，因为我们需要这样的平安，我们也想要这样的平安。求你将你属天的平安赐在我们的生命当中，好让我们经历什么是真正从你而来的平安，和这个世界上所有一切都不一样。帮助我们可以去认识你，帮助我们可以像大卫一样，在任何的情况之下，当我们心里依靠神的时候，就坚固，就有平安，乃是知道说这平安是高过这世界的。因为你也说我们不用惧怕，因为你已经胜过了这个世界。我们感谢主，在这纪念主耶稣基督诞生的日子里面，我们越发的感谢你，因为你爱我们，你来到这个世界上，你为我们死，你为我们复活，并且你爱我们，你赐下这属天的平安给我们。希望我们真的是帮助我们每个人都可以更深的认识你，帮助我们每个人可以成为一个有你平安的人，帮助我们的教会是一个充满你平安的教会。这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。